T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently light rain and 52 degrees. Vice President Mike Pence was in Wichita Thursday night to rally support for Republican candidate for Governor Kris Kobach. Over 300 supporters were at the rally. Pence covered a number of achievements made by the administration since President Trump took office. He also commented on a personal connection to the Air Capitol.
Second Lady, the birthplace of Karen Sue Pence, the Second Lady of the United States of America. Thank you, McConnell Air Force Base.
The vice president touched on differences with Democrats that can affect many in Kansas.
They want open borders, and they want to actually abolish immigration and customs enforcement, according to many of the national leaders of their party. Well, let me make you a promise. Under President Donald Trump and this Republican Congress, we will never abolish ICE.
Pence spoke for about 30 minutes. This is the third visit in Kansas from members of the Trump administration in support of Kobach. New information about a road rage incident that resulted in the shooting of a 4-year-old boy in North Wichita. He was hospitalized in critical but stable condition. Police have arrested the female driver of the suspect's car, 21-year-old Romanica Smith, and the 19-year-old man believed to have fired the two shots, Tylen Atkinson. Wednesday afternoon, the occupants of a Mustang and an SUV were involved in an incident that started near 29th and Broadway, says Police Officer Charlie Davidson.
Which continued to the area of 13th and Broadway, and then to the area of 1200 North Topeka. As a result, a disturbance ensued between occupants in both vehicles and the 1200 block of North Topeka. Atkinson exited the Ford Mustang and fired two shots at the Tahoe, striking the boy.
The Mustang was located at 9th and Volusia, where Smith was apprehended. Atkinson was taken into custody at a house on North Hydraulic. They were both charged with aggravated battery and unlawful discharge of a firearm into an occupied vehicle. A third person in the Mustang, a 21-year-old man, was booked into jail for outstanding arrest warrants. A Kansas water park where a boy was killed on a towering water slide says it respects the decision of a jury that acquitted two maintenance workers who'd been accused of lying to investigators.
Texas-based Schlitterbahn released the statement after jurors acquitted David Hughes and John Zalzman of obstruction of justice. It says company officials have, quote, maintained our belief in the integrity of our staff and respect the process and decision by the jury. Hughes and Zalzman were the first workers to go on trial in the August 2016 death of 10-year-old Caleb Schwab. The boy died after hitting a metal pole while on the 17-story Varuk water slide at the Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City. The park's co-owner and the ride's designer have also been indicted. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The threat of flooding has not abated in central Texas. Now people living along Trinity River near Liberty City are being told to evacuate.
Joanna Black's family is staying in a camper on higher ground after floodwaters from the Trinity River filled gullies and spilled over County Road 2550 in Cleveland.
Not again. Because this is like the year before Harvey, we actually had 8 floods.
The waters have blocked her and her mom from reaching their homes 2 miles away. And the water is expected to continue rising as the Trinity River Authority is releasing more than 86,000 cubic feet of water per second through the Livingston Dam. Emergency Management Coordinator Krista Beasley Adams says rain in the Dallas area has made its way to Lake Livingston, leading to the release of water into the Trinity River.
Fox 26 Houston's Ivory Hecker reporting there. About 4,000 Central American migrants are making their way toward the U.S. border. The U.S. and Mexico have reportedly reached a deal. The Mexicans will shelter those migrants and review their claims for asylum. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
Mexico and the U.S. also agreed on a plan B for the caravan, which is that if any migrants make it into the U.S., Mexico will allow those persons to be returned to Mexico. Until now, the U.S. has been forced to house them until they go before an immigration judge. And while there's a major focus on this 4,000-person caravan, the Border Patrol says 4,000 migrants cross into the U.S. every 4 days.
President Trump has been threatening to use American military force to keep the migrants out of the U.S. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on a Friday.
And as we take a look at the traffic update here on the Friday morning commute, everything running smoothly right now. Not a lot of traffic volume this early. Although, we do see the slow-moving traffic in West Wichita near the construction, West Kellogg and I-235. And we'll keep an eye on things as traffic volume increases this morning. Traffic update with Steve and Ted.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The more significant rainfall with this system occurred in southwest and parts of southeast Kansas, and it will continue to track on off to the east here this morning. And with a gradual clearing sky, we will be in the mid-60s by noontime, 71 later on this afternoon. A cool front moves through tonight, our low 43, sunny and 67 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 52 degrees. We have a south wind gusting to 22 miles per hour. At 6:11, taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar right now. Over the past couple of hours, we've had a little light rain in the Wichita area, but it all has been moving to the east. And now the block of the cell with the rain in it is east of Eureka. That's how fast it's moving to the east. It's moving right on out of here. If you go down to the southwest into northeast Oklahoma, showers all the way from Enid all the way over to the border to the east. And there's a small area of showers cropping up down around Medicine Lodge and moving generally in this direction. So right now, not much happening in the Wichita area. As you heard, the south wind gusting up to 22 miles per hour and with a temperature of 52. Today is Friday, October 19th. Another beautiful day across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high was 69 degrees. Normal high for the date is 69
degrees. So we're back to normal.
Right on the money.
We were hotter than normal, and we were much colder than normal, and now we're normal. Around right in the bullseye.
On this date in 1987, the stock market crashed as the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 508 points. Doesn't sound like much by today's standard, but that was 22.6% in value.
Wow.
The biggest daily percentage loss. Closed at 1738. 1738. What's the Dow now? 27,000? 1738. That became known as Black Monday. I remember that. It was frightening. 1987. Well, you've heard of people with two left feet. Here's a story about a thief with seven right feet. In Roanoke, Virginia, police have arrested a man in a series of break-ins at a shoe store in which only the right foot shoes were swiped.
Okay.
Store owner.
He's got half of a fetish.
Typically keeps only the right shoes on display.
Okay.
The lefties are out of sight.
Right.
The suspect, 21-year-old Manuel Carlos Ramirez Godoy, is charged in a Sunday theft from clean soles. Police say a search behind the store turned up a backpack with seven right-foot Nike Air Jordans, a sweatshirt printed with the words, "Call my lawyer," and Ramirez Godoy's student ID.
Okay.
What an hard to track him down. Call my lawyer. The NFL will celebrate its 100th season in 2019 with a year-long series of NFL 100 events. League says the historic celebration will salute fans, highlight the unifying nature of football and its positive impact on communities, bring together generations of past, present, and future players, and look ahead to the NFL's next 100 years. A special NFL 100 logo was unveiled last night at halftime of the Broncos-Cardinals game, and it will be displayed throughout the 100th season during celebrations on the field and stadiums and some broadcasts.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a way for them to merchandise something.
Well, of course it is.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And to generate goodwill stories.
Yeah,
they hope.
I don't get that excited about 100 more years of NFL because you and I won't be around that long, probably. We may see this 50th year. I don't know. 6:14 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and today's Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. I'm kind of glad it's Friday. I always like Fridays. How about you, Ted?
Fridays
are
a
good
little
day.
More jaunty mood than usual.
You got to get to sleep in for a couple of days. So, you know, I feel good about that. Last night, my group of gentlemen friends known as the Mensa Group, the combined IQ of about 180, which qualifies us, we were at the Monarch last night. I'll talk a little bit about the Monarch. Of course, the Monarch, Jen right down there, she's been great about sponsoring our weather and supporting Steve and Ted. She's a big listener. And Jen was there last night on Thursday nights. I haven't seen her there on Thursday nights for quite a while. But she was there, and I got to chat with her a little bit and had a good time. The place was very busy, as it always is.
Well, of course, on a Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Big night at the Monarch.
She said, I want you guys to try something. So she gave each of us a little tumbler of this bourbon, this special bourbon mm-hmm. she has down there. It's called it's a Monarch bourbon. Apparently, she's had it brewed up somehow, and she's got a big keg of it. And so my five friends and I got to sample some of that and had a meal. It was great. We had a really good evening. And today's chilly day down there at the Monarch. And one of our guys said, do you mind if I stay here till after midnight so I can sample the chili?
Get into the Friday chili.
Yeah. But didn't want to do that. But so Friday chili day. And so we just had a good time. And Jen was there.
Very nice.
Got to talk with her and chat with her a little bit. We do have, I was thinking about this just yesterday. We do have several advertisers that have been with Steve and Ted for years now. They're special local people. Jen's one of them at the Monarch. Jack Kellogg over at Hat Man Jack's mm-hmm. is another. And Britt out at Gentry Limited is another
yep.
one. There's several of them who have been really, really good about supporting what we do. And we just, I was thinking about that. I want to salute them. Then I ran into Jen last night, and we had a great evening. As we're sitting around with my guys, talking about the reunion we had a couple of weeks ago, and just a very pleasant evening. Now, we didn't go out on a patio, but if you do, the Monarch has this patio, and I don't know if this last night was one of those nights that have been perfect to go out.
Oh, my God, this time, yeah. So. Just some of these nights are just unbelievable for patio weather.
Yep. It's patio weather. All right, it's coming up on 6:18.
Oh, I would definitely have gone out to the patio last night.
Will you? Well, we were too lazy. We were already sitting down, so 6:17 now, coming up on 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And we have got some excitement about football this weekend, right, Ted?
Sure do. Another big weekend, including the Kansas City Chiefs. It will finish up the weekend once again with a Sunday night game. Back-to-back Sunday night primetime effort for the Chiefs. Last weekend, it was on the road at New England. This weekend, it's a home matchup at Arrowhead. Once again, it's two first-place teams squaring off, the Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals, two of the highest-scoring teams in the league, both averaging, Bengals averaging about 29 points a game, Chiefs leading the league averaging 36 points a game.
Ooh.
And if you extrapolate that out, maybe that's why the Chiefs are a 7-point favorite. We'll see what happens between these two. It's the Chiefs have not had good success against Cincinnati lately. In fact, it's been 11 years since the Chiefs last beat the Bengals. That was back in 07, yeah. We'll talk about it all with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. We'll have our live weekly chat with Mitch coming up 2 hours from now at about 8:15 this morning and preview this game. You can listen to the Chiefs-Bengals game with Mitch and the broadcast crew beginning at 6 o'clock with pregame on Sunday evening. The game will kick off at 7:20 p.m. Sunday, and that's right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, as the Chiefs and the Bengals will get at it Sunday night. Also on Sunday in Kansas City, it's NASCAR racing. It's a big weekend for the NASCAR folks at the Kansas Speedway. Practice and qualifying all day today. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Kansas Lottery 300. Then the big race on Sunday afternoon at 2:30, the NASCAR Cup Series Hollywood Casino 400. Only 5 races to go. It's the final race in the round of 12 in the NASCAR playoffs. So we'll have NASCAR Sunday in Kansas City, Sunday afternoon, and then the Chiefs Sunday night.
Wow.
It's going to be a big weekend.
Sure is.
Up in KC. The Kansas football team is on the road tomorrow afternoon at Texas Tech. The Jayhawks are an 18-point underdog. They've only beaten Texas Tech once, ever, in 19 meetings. That was 17 years ago. And the Jayhawks are still trying to get off that schneid. They have lost 44 straight conference games outside of Lawrence.
Mm.
That dates back 10 years. KU Texas Tech, live pregame coverage of the Jayhawks at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Game will kick off at about 2:30. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. No football this weekend for K-State. The Wildcats have the week off. College football tomorrow for Fort Hays State on the road at Nebraska Kearney, kicking off at 11 a.m. Fort Hays, ranked number 25 in the nation. We have JUCO football tomorrow. Butler Community College is on the road. The Grizzlies visit Fort Scott tomorrow night. Butler is ranked number 13 in the nation. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler football beginning at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hutchinson Community College is ranked number 4 in the nation, and the Blue Dragons are on the road at Dodge City tomorrow afternoon. This is Week 8, the final week of the regular season for high school football in the state of Kansas. We have many teams playing for their playoff lives as some district playoff spots are on the line all over the place. We do have a couple of big matchups. Derby at Mays tonight. Both teams are 7-0. So
Derby at Mays.
Mays will be off the charts tonight when Derby comes to town. Yeah. And you've got 6-1 Hillsboro hosting undefeated Olpe tonight, too. Week 8, regular season wrapping up for high school football. Boy, that Derby Mays game.
That sounds like fun.
How about that? We have hockey in downtown Wichita tonight, 7:05 downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. The Wichita Thunder hosting the Allen Americans. That'll wrap up a three-game season opening homestand for the Thunder. Free ticket vouchers for tonight's game available at Quick Trip locations. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Philadelphia 76ers at home beat the Chicago Bulls 127-108. Former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet playing in his second game of the NBA got his first bucket. He got his first four buckets. He made four three-pointers last night. He led the Sixers in time off the bench with 29 minutes.
How about that?
As he made 12 points and four rebounds, the former Shocker Landry Shamet in his second NBA game, that win for Philly last night. And in the NFL last night on Thursday Night Football, the Denver Broncos went into Arizona and slammed the Cardinals 45-10. Starting at right corner on defense for the Broncos, former Kansas Jayhawk Chris Harris had a 53-yard interception return for a touchdown in the first quarter in the Broncos' win last night. At sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Plus traffic and weather on the way. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.